Research findings have boosted the guide dog fostering campaign. Research has revealed that nearly half of non-dog owners would like to own a dog, but only 4% could commit to full-time care due to work commitments. In the ongoing cost of living crisis, 2/5 of us have been unable to welcome a new pet dog into their home, the Guide Dogs for the Blind charity discovered. They say it's not financially feasible to take on the responsibilities and expenses associated with dog ownership. Many said they'd like a dog, but 49% say they couldn't commit to full-time care due to work commitments, and 31% couldn't commit long-term. However, nearly a quarter claim they'd be interested in part-time ownership, while 18% would be interested in owning a dog overnight and on weekends. The research has been revealed as guide dogs encourage volunteers to sign up to become fosterers to dogs in training. Through the scheme, guide dogs cover all the dog's expenses, including training, food and vet costs, with volunteers giving love and care during the evenings and weekends. The cost of veterinary care, the price of dog care, and working in a full office full-time are the main reasons people won't have a dog. So it's not surprising that low-commitment dog ownership is rising, with dog-sharing apps fueling the trend. Wanting to be more active, 20%, reduce stress anxiety, 28%, find companionship, 27%, and building confidence, 25%, are the main reasons for part-time dog responsibility. Surprisingly, over 2/3, 68%, had not heard of fostering a dog from guide dogs, but a third, 34%, say they would be interested in signing up. In fact, helping to make a difference in someone's life, 50%, supporting people with sight loss and aiding those who want to own a dog, 49%, and assisting the guide dog's mission, 46%, are the main reasons people would like to volunteer. Prisca Mascaranhas, an experienced fosterer, has been actively fostering guide dogs in training for the past 5 years, providing care for 6 dogs during that time. Prisca comments, "My husband and I decided to become fosterers because it offers us the best of both worlds. We have the privilege of caring for those incredible dogs during evenings and weekends, which fits perfectly round our work and family life. The best part is there are no financial expenses involved, and we are constantly learning and working in partnership with the trainers. As someone who has never owned a dog before, this role has given us confidence and companionship, and we love being able to help a visually impaired person with their independence and their freedom." Tracy Berridge, head of volunteering at Guide Dogs, said our fostering program offers all the joys of dog ownership but with a schedule that fits round your existing commitments. Becoming a fosterer is a wonderful opportunity for people who love dogs and want to make a difference to the lives of people with sight loss by opening their homes and their hearts to our dogs. Fosterers play a crucial role in our mission to train more guide dogs. We have lots more dogs entering their formal training, and we can only create our life-changing partnerships with the support of our amazing network of volunteers. Fosterers are required to do the school run for dogs in training by dropping them off and collecting them from their local guide dog training centre as they prepare to become life-changing guide dogs to support people with sight loss. This will typically involve dropping them off and picking them up at an agreed time on Mondays to Fridays at one of the guide dogs' regional centres or community teams. Other aspects of the role are 1. Caring for your dog in your home, feeding and grooming them when they are not with their trainer. Secondly, helping your dog keep up with their training by reinforcing the techniques at home from our first class training program. And thirdly, making sure your dog is not left alone for more than 4 hours in a 24-hour period. Inquiries about being a fosterer should be made to 03451 430191.